Tasty Wine Taste Podcast.
Welcome everyone to the new episode of the Wine Taste Podcast. This is Antonello Biancalana, and as usual, I'm going to talk about wine, and in particular, about the best wine for February 2024. At this time, we are in Umbria, central Italy, and when you talk about the Umbrian wine, one of the first things coming to mind, of course, it is the leading wine area of the region, and you mentioned that. It is Montefalco, and it's incredible and spectacular grape, and of course, the name is Sagrantino. It is no secret that Sagrantino and Montefalco are among my favorite wines, and not just because I was born in this region, but I truly like the power and the elegance of Sagrantino when it is properly made. The winery making the best wine for February 2024 is Terre della Custodia. We are in Palombara village in Gualdo Cattaneo, in province of Perugia, of course, and Gualdo Cattaneo, not so far from Montefalco. It is, of course, part of the Denominazione di Origine Controllata Garantita, Montefalco Sagrantino, and it is one of the area allowed to make Montefalco Sagrantino, and of course bordering the town of Montefalco. When we are talking about Sagrantino, first of all, the things coming to mind are particularly three. And first of all, the coloring power of Sagrantino. As a matter of fact, Sagrantino is the grape having the highest content in polyphenols among all the known grapes used for making wines, and the aromas of this grape, so characteristic and well identifying both the grape and the wine, and the most famous aspect of any Sagrantino wine is the structure and the power that the wine expresses when you have it in the mouth and you are tasting in a glass. And so the best wine for February 2024 is Montefalco Sagrantino Exubera 2016, like I said, made by Terre della Custodia in province of Perugia, of course. Talking about Terre della Custodia, like I said, we are in Gualdo Cattaneo in province of Perugia. Here, the winery is property of the Farchioni family, a well-established family when it comes to agriculture, as they are involved in production of many agricultural products, including oil and, of course, wine. And here at Terre della Custodia, it is run by one of the members of this family, and it is Giampaolo Farchioni, who has been successful in proving better and better quality in the course of the years. I know the Terre della Custodia wines since a quite long time now, probably since the very beginning, and I can tell that the progression of quality has been remarkable, and I'm sure it will also progress further and expressing even higher quality, although the quality it is already remarkable and to the highest level. Talking about the wine, this Montefalco Sagrantino Exubera 2016, of course, it is made of 100% Sagrantino, and this is what it is provided for the production disciplinary of Montefalco Sagrantino DOCG, so Denominazione di Origine Controllata e Garantita, the highest level in the Italian quality system, and of course stands for Denomination of Controlled and Guaranteed Origin. The wine undergoes an aging for 18 months, both in barrique and in cask, so we have two different types of barrels, and of course made of oak, and after that the wine undergoes an aging of at least 12 months in bottle for a spectacular result. We will see in a moment. And of course, as we are about to ideally start the tasting of this Montefalco Sagrantino Exubera by ideally pouring the wine in our glasses, and the first aspect that we are going to assess, it is of course appearance. And so by tilting the glass over a white surface, we are going to observe the base of the glass and so to assess the base color. And here we can see a deep ruby red color, and it is no surprise, like I said, Sagrantino has a truly high coloring property. Its wines are always very deep in color and with a very low transparency. And this is something that we can evaluate by putting an object between the glass and the white surface. You will barely see the object. Well, you will not see this object at all. We then observe the nuances, and this is done by watching the glass towards the opening. And here we can see a garnet red color. The wine it is showing the garnet red color, but after all, we already have 7 years after vintage, 7 years and a few months to be precise. And so it is quite normal both for the style and the wine. Let's move on and proceed to the olfactory evaluation. And you know this is one of my favorite aspects of any tasting, because I value the olfactory profile of a wine to represent most of its quality. And of course, this is no exception. Indeed, the nose of this wine is absolutely stellar, elegant, absolutely rich in any sense. And so by holding the glass in vertical position and no swirling, we are going to do the first smell, and this will let us evaluate the opening of the wine. This Sagrantino gives the nose intense, clean, pleasing, absolutely refined and truly elegant aromas, in which we can recognize blackberry, plum, and dried violet. Blackberry in particular, including violet, are two characteristics aromas in Sagrantino. Blackberry, it can be said, it is the trademark of any Sagrantino wine. After having swirled the glass, this will favor the development of the other aromas, and due to the second smell from the glass, we perceive intense and elegant aromas of black cherry, blueberry, tamarind, and then the tertiary sequence of aroma given both by time and the aging in wood, in which we can recognize face powder, cocoa, tobacco, cinnamon, leather, licorice, mace, the spicy touch of pink pepper, and then vanilla, a contribution of the wood, of course, and the unmistakable balsamic sensation in which we can clearly recognize menthol. A beautiful nose, an absolutely impeccable nose in any regard, all the aromas absolutely clean and following one another, no one covering the other ones, and in this sense, absolutely impeccable and very well made nose. We still have two phases to evaluate, and of course, I'm talking about the gustatory phase and the finish of the wine. And so, let's proceed and move on to the gustatory evaluation of this wine. And so, we take the first sip, and this will allow us to assess the attack of the wine. And at the very first moment, you can tell this is a Sagrantino, because you are welcomed by the strong power of tannins, although already smooth, and this certainly is the sign of a beautiful job that they made both in vineyard and in production. In particular, it is the sign that the grapes have been harvested when the polyphenoling maturation and ripening of the grapes were absolutely correct, and also giving round tannins. Because you know that tannin in Sagrantino represents one of the odds in making a great wine, because the wine always tend to be very tannic, very astringent. And this is the case of this wine, but already smoothed out both by time and harvesting. the wine finds its perfect balance in roundness of the alcohol and time and the aging in wood. And so you can tell it has a Sagrantino, full body, strong power, astringence with very, very strong tannins, but anyway, already smooth and round. Absolutely agreeable, in which you can enjoy the flavors of blackberry, plum, and black cherry, blueberry, and in this regard, a beautiful correspondence to the nose. Let's proceed and move on to the final phase of the tasting, and so we are going to assess the so-called taste olfactory persistence, one of the key factors of quality, and of course, the finish of the wine is very, very long, in which you can still perceive the flavors of blackberry, plum, black cherry, and so giving an absolutely perfect connection from nose to the finish, and of course passing to the taste in the mouth, and still perceiving the astringency of tannins, however smooth and round. It is a Sagrantino after all, and this is an absolutely incredible and beautiful Sagrantino for sure. The wine conquers the Wine Taste 5 Diamonds, like I said, and the title of the best wine. And so, in this regard, my congratulations to Terre della Custodia and Giampaolo Farchioni, the owner and the one who runs this winery, for the beautiful results, and of course, all the other wines as well that we received for reviewing. You will certainly find them all in our guide. And of course, also to all the people working in this winery, because it is a matter of fact that great results are always the effort of everyone. Okay, my time is over, and I would like to send my gratitude to all of our readers, all of you who are always listening to our podcast. You are always so many. Thank you for that. Both by using our mobile app or the website or all the podcast directories and repositories of the internet. You can find our podcast virtually in any place on the internet. And so thank you all. And my wish, as usual, to have good wine in moderation, provided it is always a quality wine, such as Montefalco Sagrantino Exubera 2016 by Terre della Custodia Winery, the Wine Taste 5 Diamonds and Best Wine for February 2024.
The Wine Taste Podcast.